You're listening to Smart Talk. I'm Scott Lamar. The Pennsylvania chapter of the American Planning Association announced their 2021 award winners of the Great Places in Pennsylvania contest recently. To qualify for consideration, a place must fit into three categories. We'll talk about those three categories in just a moment. When selecting the winners, the association judged nominees on criteria that considers if they are unique, memorable places that display community planning best practices, have an exemplary character, and a sustainable vision for tomorrow. Joining us is Pamela Schellenberger. She's chief planner at the York County Planning Commission and with the Pennsylvania chapter of the American Planning Association. Ms. Schellenberger, welcome to the program. What's the purpose of the Best Places in Pennsylvania contest?
Oh, good morning. The main purpose of the program is to recognize the good things that are happening throughout communities in Pennsylvania. We want to recognize them for good planning efforts, what they're doing to make great communities happen in Pennsylvania as they contribute to the sustainability of communities and promote economic development to make those places better places for people to live, work, and play in the Commonwealth.
Now, I mentioned that there are three categories. What are those three categories?
The categories change, but for 2021, we used great public places, great streets, and great greenways trails. We keep great public places as a constant each year, but the other two categories can change from year to year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we're talking about great public places or spaces and great greenways or trails and great streets, let's break down the three. What are you looking for example, when we're talking about great public spaces?
For a great public space, we're looking for how it fits into the built environment that it's within, what unique characteristics it might have to showcase what's happening in the community. We look for how it's maintained over the years. We look for how it can be sustained into the future. And we look at how the community is engaged with that place or space so that, you know, what kind of events do they have? What kind of people are being attracted to it? And how do those events then contribute to drawing people, not just locals to the place, but, you know, visitors as well that contribute to the local economy?
So with great greenways or trails, what are you looking for?
In great greenways and trails, we're again looking for the planning component that helped to make the trail occur. You know, did it involve one community? Did they have a lot of partnerships that were engaged in it? How did they involve the public? We're also looking at connectivity, how it connects to, say, other parks in the municipality, how it might connect to the downtown, things like that. And we're also looking for, did it involve any green features such as pervious pavement or riparian buffers along a stream corridor, if it, you know, follows that, which a lot do. And we're also looking for, again, the sustainability of the trail, how it's maintained and the variety of users that it attracts. Does it attract walkers, bikers? Is it used for, you know, running events? So we're that whole full array of things.
What about great streets?
For great streets, we're keying in on the concept of complete streets. Does the street accommodate walkers, bikers, as well as the motoring cars and trucks and things like that? What does the streetscape look like? Does it include, you know, benches for people, art? Are there, you know, designated street crossings from a safety standpoint? What's the array of, you know, the building structure along the street, and how does it incorporate the history of the community into the street? Also, again, looking for events that are held along the street corridor. A lot of the great streets, you know, have events where they close the street and hold festivals and things like that. Are there sidewalk cafes that kind of create that mix of not just the traveling public, but how the community is also engaged?
So if I, as a layman, were to stand on one of these streets or one of these trails or, you know, make my way around one of these places, would I as a layman recognize it as a great place in Pennsylvania? Or, I mean, obviously there are places that just make people feel better. You look at them and say, oh, this is a nice place. But would I as a layman recognize these places as great places as compared to a planner?
I would hope so. We try to select great places that stand out and are unique, that ones that, you know, aren't replicated, that you see every day, but would have features that make them stand out from not just your everyday trail. I'm sure because not, you know, we don't get that many nominations. We strive to get the word out to get draw more people in. So I'm sure there's other trails, streets, and neighborhoods and spaces that are also great places. They just haven't been submitted for us to recognize them. But I would hope that they would see some unique qualities that would make them want to come back to that location again to visit.
You just used the word neighborhoods. I think that a lot of times people, when they think about these improvements that have been made or long-range planning, they often picture like a downtown area where most of the people are working or walking or biking. But are neighborhoods part of great places in Pennsylvania?
Neighborhoods is one of our categories as well that we have had off and on over the years.
And what are you looking for in a neighborhood?
In neighborhoods, we're looking for how they contribute overall to the community. I'm looking for a mix of uses in the neighborhood, such as a mix of residential, you know, neighborhood commercial kinds of uses. You know, the streetscape, again, contributes to the neighborhood. What kind of events do they hold there that engage the community in that? What kind of planning efforts have gone into making that neighborhood, you know, and how they have engaged the public during the planning process is very important to us from planners, so that, you know, our goal is to always promote these places and look for others throughout the Commonwealth to learn from what they've done and what's been successful.
You mentioned trails just a moment ago, and I want to get into there are two places in our area that were named great places in Pennsylvania. One was a trail in Ephrata. Talk about that, if you would, one of the great places winners this year.
That's the Warwick to Ephrata Rail Trail. And yeah. It connects several boroughs along its route. And it was probably in the planning for 8 years or more, because it took a lot of work to bring six communities together to you know, make that trail cohesive. And so they've accomplished that. And when you see the variety of users that are using that, you know, from everyday people to the Amish are riding on that trail, it's also being used for people to get to work. So it's not just a recreational trail, but it's also providing that other option of not having to drive to work. So that's, you know, that's a big plus for that one as well.
You know, one of the silver linings, if you want to describe it that way, of the pandemic over the past year and a half has been that more people were getting outside and taking advantage of trails, hiking, and doing some things in the outdoors. I wonder if the Warwick to Ephrata Trail was one that saw more people using it, because we've seen that around the state.
That's correct. And their nomination form did point that out, that the usage of it did increase during the pandemic. Everywhere from people just walking, biking, a lot of families using it. So it did. Their parking lots were often full, particularly on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. So another 2021 winner during, you know, of great places in Pennsylvania this year was in Berks County. Tell us about that one.
Bucks County was Lions Pride Park, which is a great public space. It's pretty unique nature-based park. So it not only provides recreational activity, but a lot of learning for kids and adults. And it has a lot of events that draw the community together. And, you know, people said it helped to revitalize the adjacent neighborhoods to the park because, when you see one thing improve, it kind of makes people want to improve their neighboring properties as well. So the benefits of the improvements they put into the park have spread much beyond the park. So it has a lot of community engagement there.
You just brought up something that as a planner, I'm asking this as a professional planner, when a park or a green space is put in, say, a neighborhood or adjacent to a neighborhood. You partially answered this, but does that have some cascading impact on that neighborhood?
The majority of time, I think it does. And that's what we see in a lot of the great places that we designate is that expansion of the improvements into the neighborhood and the adjacent neighborhoods getting more engaged. And it seems like a ripple effect if you can get a couple property owners engaged and wanting to improve their properties, it seems to start to spread because everybody wants to be part of, you know, making their neighborhood look good. And we've seen it, not just when we first designated them, but it continues as the, the public space begins to thrive, is a thriving entity in the community that's bringing people together.
So we talked about a couple of the 2021 winners, but there are previous winners in central Pennsylvania. What are some of those places that have been previous winners?
One of the previous winners is the Broad Street Market in Harrisburg. This also had a lot of impact on the neighboring community. The market itself has a variety of users in there too. And it's also been an entrepreneur location where people have started a very small business within the market, and it's done so well that they've expanded and opened a separate business out in the neighboring community. And the Riverfront Park in Harrisburg is also a great place, which a lot of people are probably familiar with that, especially if they drive along Front Street in Harrisburg, but that's only a piece of Riverfront Park, but that's another popular one. In York County, we have North Beaver Street as a great street. It has a mix of uses along the street from residential to central market to a lot of little eclectic shops. They have a lot of activities that occur along the street, particularly on First Friday. So the street has a lot of artwork along it as well and good signage. So that was kind of what played into that.
We have a question from a listener who wants to know, have you seen any communities make changes to their plans or areas based on some of the great spaces that your organization has designated?
Well, I'd say for example, the Beaver Street project in York, we've seen that beyond the blocks that were part of the Great Street designation, improvements have expanded, north and south of that Great Street within the city of York. We had the village of Boiling Springs in Cumberland County. So a lot of additional improvements have begun to happen in the downtown. It was a great place, but they've continued to make it greater with the additional improvements. They continue to build upon what they have there. So I think a lot of them have followed through with that. And we had West Reading it was a great neighborhood. And again, what's happened in West Reading, which is still a very thriving area of Berks County, has kind of expanded in, and you're kind of seeing some of the things that made West Reading a success beginning to happen in other parts of Berks County and even in downtown Reading itself, seeing the successes that occurred there to be replicated in downtown.
We have about 2 minutes left. I want to thank you very much for being with us today. As far as a planner goes, I'm curious, describe the ideal community in 2021.
I'd say the ideal community has a thriving downtown, which is very important. So people want to do that. It accommodates, you know, walkers, bikers. It has connectivity to its surrounding neighborhoods to bring them into the downtown area. The streets are designed to have a visually appealing streetscape with street trees, you know, perhaps public art, and, you know, the signage is attractive, maybe some outdoor cafes, because especially with the pandemic, people want to be more outdoors. So how we can draw that in, and as well as, you know, the street system accommodates that there would be public transit available as well. Those types of things.
Mm-hmm. But how is this different than what we've done in the past, what you just described?
Well, I'd say sometimes down in the past, great places haven't maybe I'm not saying great places, but maybe, you know, communities haven't been as lively. They haven't reached out to try to engage the community as much as it's important today. They haven't asked the community what they want to see in their downtowns, or, you know, how they want to see their community develop. So that's why we think from the Great Places standpoint, that planning component is very important, because it seems like when you engage the public up front, they become more, and you're meeting those local needs because you've heard, you've listened to what they want. And then when you engage the public, I think they also are, you know, are more engaged in making that area thrive and continue to be developed, and, you know, bringing that economic development into the area.
Pamela Schellenberger is chief planner at the York County Planning Commission and with the Pennsylvania chapter of the American Planning Association. Ms. Schellenberger, thank you very much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a great day.